Okay, I'm being interviewed here by Telesur out of Venezuela.
Okay, may I have your name, please?
I'm Dr. Sam Christian. I'm a candidate for the United Workers' Party representing the Sufre constituency.
Doctor, what's the main problem with the elections tomorrow? What are your complaints?
The complaints is that the voters list is massively bloated. It is in excess of 10,000 people above the eligible voters. We have a situation where we have several people who are long dead, over 25 years, who are still on the list. And we believe that it is a very simple thing to, from the registry of births and deaths, to get that information across to the electoral office and to remove the dead people on the list. Instead, what is done is that the opposition party has to get a death certificate and take it to the electoral office and go through a whole bureaucratic process to verify that the person is dead, and then it's not done automatically. So what we believe is that also without the ID cards, that people are not allowed, that people then can vote on behalf of these dead people. We have situations where people are being moved from different constituencies where the government is weak and placed in marginal seats where the government can then win. And finally, we have the government spending massive, incredible amounts of money, in the billions of dollars, to move people by plane load and by ferry from outside, many of whom do not qualify under the law that has existed for quite some time. If someone is not resident in the country for more than 5 years, that person is not eligible to vote. And so the government is not refreshing the voters list so that it can continue to abuse the situation, and in this way it has stolen many elections. So those are the main things, not to mention that the government has been implicated very convincingly in diverting in excess of $1.2 billion. And that money is being used to bribe voters in a very blatant way, giving packets of money, handing out by the Prime Minister himself and other top Labour Party operatives to the poor people in order to vote. And the Dominican economy, by its own admission, has gone down. We are last in everything as far as the Eastern Caribbean is concerned. And that is because of the neglect and the incompetence of the current government. And so you have a situation where the government is operating like a criminal enterprise. It has nothing. It says it's socialist. It only brings that up at some convenient time, like when there is some question about the OAS or about the United States and about Venezuela. But as far as we believe, as a Christian person, we believe in the attributes and the virtues of socialism, that everybody should help and everybody should have a good opportunity. But this is a criminal government whereby many of the associates of the current prime minister are now in jail in Tehran, in the United States and other places because of criminal activity, bribery, money laundering, sanctions, busting and all those kinds of things. And so it is up to the people of Dominica to take a stand. And that is what we are seeing. As a party, we are totally prepared for elections. The polls are quite clear. The mood on the ground is quite clear that the United Workers' Party, the opposition party, is poised for perhaps a landslide victory. In spite of the government's efforts, we believe that we can eke out a victory, that we'll be able to win a victory. Because in the free and fair elections, it would clearly be a landslide victory. We believe.
The government, you know, well, Labour Party people told us that the opposition walked out of Parliament when this issue of electoral reform was discussed.
Yeah, that's
absolutely true.
That's pure nonsense. By their version of electoral reform, which they submitted to Parliament, meant that the government would then be able to go to different places, as they are doing now, illegally, I might add, to register people. There are lots of people who are illegally registered in the embassies and the high commissions of the state of Dominica, and be able to do that. Everyone has the right, those who have the right to vote. For instance, citizens of the United States have the right to vote. if they're not living in the mainland United States at the time. And that is done by absentee ballots and so forth. So there's never a question of somebody not being wealthy enough to either come down to, back to the United States or to vote, or not, or being paid or induced to vote. Okay, so what we have is, imagine, for example, that we have 100 Dominicans living in a certain location overseas. As we can see, the hostility and the violence of the government supporters, but that's what we live with. And 50 of them are Labour Party government supporters, and that 50%, the other 50, are United Workers supporters. Well, the government takes the money that it has embezzled from the Treasury to pay these people to come in. They charter planes and they charter ferries to come in, to bring those people in. And the other 50 United opposition supporters, let's suppose they had the interest of coming in, and they would have to pay their own way and take time off from work and whatever it takes, then it's going to be less than 50. Maybe only 25 or maybe 10 or 15 people might afford to do that. Whereas the government goes overseas and pays these people for free and gives them other inducements, per diem, pocket money and lodging and whatever the case may be. It's all illegal and done undercover, but there's massive evidence of it. So this is a very unfair and unstable, unacceptable situation. And that is what the Dominican people are resisting. And it has gone on for three or four election cycles. This is nothing new. But this time that the Dominican people are saying enough is enough, and they're putting up a fight against this. Now, one of the biggest...
is taking this part of the fight is the roadblocks. And I would like you also to comment on the damage to the economy that the Prime Minister was talking about yesterday.
That's right.
That, you know, cruise ships are being scared away, and this is damaging the whole country's economy, because it's a fragile economy, dependent very much on tourism.
I cannot... the frustrations of the people cannot be justified. But the main damage to the economy of Dominica is by Roosevelt Skerrit himself. And, for instance, 30% of our GDP in a small country was coming from an American university called Ross University. And that university has been present from the time of the birth of the nation, 40 years, under various administrations, including Labour Party administrations. There was the Freedom Party under Eugenio Charles, the United Workers' Party under Edison James. And so the people of Dominica have benefited from having these American students there. And because of the negligence and the anti-American sentiment by the Roosevelt Skerrit regime and the lack of infrastructural support given to the university, building proper airports and roads, and to facilitate that university continuing in Dominica, the university left and moved to Barbados. Not to mention there were several shady deals having to do with various operatives of the Barbadian government and the Dominican government who benefited personally from the move of the university to Barbados. So what we are saying is that Dominica is going to suffer as a result of several of the developments that are going on. But we have done every single thing in our ability, with panel discussions, with petitions, with rallies, and everything like that has been done for over months. Remember, the Organization of American States, the Caribbean Community of Nations, the Commonwealth Community of Nations, representing about 4 billion people in the world, has said that we must institute a voter's ID cards and at least refresh the voting the voter's list before the next election. And this was not done. And instead, the government hurries to put an election and saying that it would be it would cause confusion, it is not workable, and so forth in order to do that.
So if you lose the election, will you recognize the results?
Oh, absolutely not. It is done under... The election is not free and fair. This has been established before. So if we lose the election, it's really the beginning of sorrows. We cannot continue to let the country decline and to deteriorate under a criminal government, a government that has been implicated in so many crimes of money laundering and those kinds of things. And we have to save our country. The redemption of our country begins now. We are taking a stand, the people of Dominica. We are preparing for the polls. It's a two-track approach. We are preparing for the polls. But at the same time, we understand that the Patriots have to do. You would not be here if there were not roadblocks. Okay? You would not behave, there were not fires. You would not behave, there were tear gas. And that has brought the attention of the international community. And we ask the international community to investigate. We need a commission of inquiry of respected journalists like yourself and jurists and forensic accountants to look into and to validate the merit of the claims that we're making. There's no financial reform laws in Dominica. So it's whoever has the most money can win. And when you have, it's one thing if you have a very prosperous businessman or something who donates a lot to the party, and that happens everywhere in the world. Trump, for example, and Berlusconi in Italy, and who was this guy in Sarkozy in France? They were wealthy people, but this is beyond the pale of anything that has happened in Dominica before or in the Caribbean at present.
An electoral commissioner this morning was calling for the U.S. to intervene.
The electoral commission? Well, not the electoral.
Not the electoral commissioner.
A commissioner. Well,
I forgot his name.
Yes.
I didn't catch it.
Yes.
It was on the radio.
Yes. We need help. And we'll take help from wherever we can. We understand that the Venezuelans were... military was coming in, and so that's a rumor. So if the very Venezuelan military was coming in to prop up the Skerrit regime, then obviously that would be a game changer. The U.S. ambassador has spoken. We want everybody to speak, and everybody of a conscience. And just because we're a small country with no oil or nothing like that doesn't mean that we should be treated as a doormat. And the people of Dominica are we are decent, orderly, law-abiding, God-fearing people. We want to do the right thing, and we have been doing so for years. But the time has come where the people of Dominica are standing up, and they are making it very clear that this situation shall no longer endure. And we're going to put a stop to it. And we will win. We will win. We must win for the future of Dominica, for the future of our children. We must win either by the ballot box or by bringing down this government if it perchance it succeeds in its efforts and machinations to steal this election once again.
Okay, thank you so much. I frankly never heard of these Venezuelan soldiers coming over.
The island.
I really doubt it.
I doubt it.
We have enough trouble there.
I know. I doubt it, but you know, there's all the hype and propaganda.
Okay. We have an appointment at noon.
All the best.
Thank
pleasure,
you so
respect,
much.
Respect, tell you, sir. Bring a lot of good information to the
Yes. You know, the interview was long. We don't have that much time.
Yeah, you clip. Yeah.
So we're not going to manipulate it.
Mm-hmm,
it's
yeah.
going to be straight.
Can I have your
my number?
Yeah, number. Let me just put.
Look, I have a local number.